Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are talking about the subject of the reality of heaven. One subject I wanted to address on this topic is the question of whether children who die before the age of accountability, are they saved or are they lost? Do they go to heaven or do they go somewhere else? What is the Bible answer to that question? First of all, I want to say that there is, according to the Word of God, a time before a person reaches an age of what would be considered accountability before God. And you would say that's before a child passes into adulthood, when they become accountable to God for the deeds that they do. The Apostle Paul made reference to this in 1 Corinthians 13:11 when he said, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." And it gives us a picture, or kind of shows us the difference between the responsibility demanded of a child and that's required of an adult. And that there is a moral responsibility that does come as a person advances in years. In Romans 7:9, Paul specifically addresses that when he says, "For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died." Now, what does that mean? It means that before, as a child, he was alive. You could say his spirit was alive. Sin was not accounted against him because he was not of an age of accountability. But once he came to the place where his conscience could fully understand the difference between good and evil, Paul said he found that there was a law of sin operating within him. And when you yield to that law of sin, you die spiritually. There's the law of sin and death, it's called. This is the experience of every single human being when they become an adult. When you reach the age of accountability, you will realize there's this law of sin that's working in you. And when you yield to it, you die spiritually until you give your heart and life to Christ Jesus and become covered by the blood and become alive again, or as we call it, born again. Jesus referred to it in John chapter 3 as being born again. And I bring that to your attention to simply lay a foundation for the truth that children before the age of accountability are not sent to hell when they die. Now, it's impossible to specify the time for each individual when God would begin to reckon them as accountable for their deeds and actions and thoughts. And without a doubt, the age will differ with different people and different individuals. That's something that only God can judge. But we can say with assurance that children, when they die, they do go to heaven. King David was called a man after God's own heart. Even though he committed a terrible crime and a sin in God's eyes, in the murder of Uriah and the adultery with his wife Bathsheba. But he later repented thoroughly for that sin. But the union, that illegitimate union with Bathsheba, produced a child that was born. And that child immediately became sick as an infant. And David fasted for 7 days and pleaded with the Lord that the child might live. But the child died. And we find something very fascinating in David's words when he testified in 2 Samuel 12:23, "I shall go to him," referring to the child, "but he shall not return to me." He understood that that child would go somewhere after he died and that David would eventually join him. We know from the Word of God also Jesus' tremendous love for children. In Matthew 19:14, he said, "Suffer little children and forbid them not to come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And then in Matthew 18, it says, "Except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus' love for little children was very, very clear in the Gospels. Matthew 18:10 gives us one more insight about children and heaven and the angels of God with regard to small children. It says, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones." Now, this is Jesus speaking, talking about little children. "For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." Children who die go to heaven. They don't go into extinction. They don't go to hell because they didn't make a confession of faith. Children before the age of accountability, whether they are infants or small children, young children, or whatever, go to heaven if they die before the age of accountability. If you have lost a child, whether through sudden infant death syndrome, or perhaps you had a stillborn child, or maybe you had a miscarriage or even an abortion, that child went immediately to heaven. And if you have given your life to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you have been born again, received forgiveness for your sins, and have come into that new life in Christ, you can rest assured and you can be certain that you will see that child again in heaven. Dwight L. Moody, who was a tremendous evangelist in the 1800s in the city of Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, had a very interesting experience when he was on his deathbed. It was a winter's morning, and his son heard him in the room across the hall saying, "Earth recedes and heaven opens before me." And his son hurried into his room, and Moody was saying, "This is no dream. It is beautiful. It's like a trance. If this is death, it is sweet. God is calling me, and I must go. Don't call me back," he said to his son, and he began to slip into unconsciousness, complaining of no pain, but calling it bliss. But a physician was called, and after much labor, the physician was able to get Moody to come back into consciousness. And when he did awaken, Moody wanted to know where everyone was. And then he told them that he had been out of the world. He said, "I went to the gate of heaven. Why, it's so wonderful. And I saw the children." When asked who he saw, Moody replied, "I saw Irene and I saw Dwight." Moody realized he was near the end and said, "I will stay as long as I can, but if my time has come, I am ready." And then moments later, Moody died very peacefully, but after having first gotten a glimpse of heaven and his children who had died before him. He mentioned their names, Irene and Dwight. These were his children who had died years before. This near-death or after-death experience that he had gives us some hope for certain that children who die indeed go to heaven and that people recognize them when they pass on and go to heaven themselves. Some may ask whether that only refers to children of believers, but let me say that there is a story in 1 Kings 14 that would definitely give us a clear picture that even the children of the wicked, if they die before the age of accountability, they definitely go to heaven as well. And it was a story of a very wicked king named Jeroboam, and he had introduced the golden calves for the people to worship, and his kingdom ended up coming under strict judgment from God. But he had a child, and this child was sick near death, and the mother went to the prophet to inquire about whether or not the child would live. And the prophet said something very interesting. And he said in 1 Kings 14:12-13, "Arise, go to your house. When your feet enter the city, the child will die, and all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him. For he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the God, Lord God of Israel, in the house of Jeroboam." This is proof that children of even wicked parents are not lost simply because their parents are wicked. God deals with every person on an individual basis. Make sure that you are ready to face death and to know where you're going when you die. God has a place called heaven for those who put their trust and hope and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness of their sins. Do it today if you have never made that commitment, and know that you too will have heaven as your eternal home, and you will see those who have died before you, and if you've lost a child, that you'll be reunited. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.